This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
That time of the year again, the lucky ones will be getting their bonuses. And according to experts, this is the perfect time to start planning, you know, for your year-end bonus. So on today's Money Power, we're getting a guide on how to start planning for your bonus today so that when it comes, doesn't catch us unprepared.
That is absolutely true. And we have on the line CEO of Wealthy Money and author of What's Your Money Personality, Vangile Makwakwa, who's joining us on the line. And talking about what you just said, Mr. Jones, about, you know, that money comes and it overwhelms you. A listener sent us a message saying, morning team, I got my performance bonus and birthday bonus in September. I'm talking 100,000 rand. I blew it by gambling. Anonymous out in Musina. Ouch. Ouch. Vangile is joining us on the line. Vangile, good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, fine, thanks. And you?
Good, good, good. You're talking about, you know, our year-end bonuses and just planning around. Why is it important to start planning now for that year-end bonus that you're expecting?
Well, I think if you're able to plan for something beforehand, then at least you can yourself in your mind and visualize yourself using it in a very specific way, and you're less likely to blow it on random things. So I'm just listening to what you guys just read about the guy who blew 100,000 rand on gambling.
Yeah.
You know, just being able to have a basic guidance makes a huge difference, so you actually are able to direct the money. And I think one of the most important things in the planning is to then put aside X amount just for fun. You know, I think that most people think that you just have to put the bonus money into something that is just really serious. But if you can put aside money that's just for fun, then it will make then you have a higher chance of being able to use the money on the things that you wanted, and it doesn't feel like you've deprived yourself of enjoying the money also, you know?
And, okay, maybe let's look at someone who's getting their year-end bonus, but they've nothing really that they feel they desperately need or that they're struggling on deciding what to use it for. So what can that person consider to do with that bonus money coming in?
Put it aside.
Okay.
Put it aside and invest it. So here's what I do personally. I mean, people can work with that, and I can also tell people what they can do for themselves and what some of my clients do. So one of the things that I do when I receive money and I don't know what I'm going to do with it, right, especially if it's over 100K or something, I put it in a 32-day notice account. Or, so 32-day notice account. And I just sit and wait in those 32 days. I look at that money on a daily basis sitting in the account, and I try to figure out what it is that I want to do. And I promise you, when money is just sitting unaccounted for, your mind is going to want to do something with it, you know?
Yeah,
so what you do is you write down all the ideas that are coming up for you, right? I'm going to spend it on this, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. But remember, you've got 32 days. And then you sit and you figure it out. You figure out what is it that you really want to do with this money. And then you start to release it. And then you've got another 32 days. So I would say wait a week or two and then release it and wait for another 32 days. And then you're actually giving your nervous system in that moment time to get used to money. Because what often happens with a lot of us is that when money comes in, our nervous system gets overwhelmed. When our nervous system gets overwhelmed, we get into a state of fight, flight, freeze, and or fawn. We want to people please. So we're more likely to use money to please other people, or we box that money, we fight it, right? Or we start to run away from money. That's where we drink it, gamble it away, all of those things. Or we just go into freeze mode. The money is too scary. We don't know what to do. We panic. And in our panic, we use it on things where we don't even see where the money's going. So when the money is just sitting in your bank account, you're actually just allowing your nervous system time to get used to the idea. It's almost like when you get a surprise or a brand new car, you know? How some people are like, oh, I just can't drive the car for a few days, or they don't know how to start, or they forget, they keep taking a taxi. No, so you want to give yourself time for your nervous system to get used to the money. When your nervous system is used to the money, you'll notice shifts in your body. You'll breathe deeper. You'll be able to think clearer. And then only do you start using money. And this is literally what I teach my clients. Some of my clients just choose instantly that if you don't know what you're going to do with that money, put it aside in ETFs, in investments, or rather work with a financial advisor, and they will actually be able to also guide you appropriately. But you don't want to just leave the money in your savings account, especially if you know you have impulse control issues and you haven't done the work on managing your nervous system around money.
Yeah, no, absolutely true. I think with what you've explained, you've just really, you know, told us also why it's really important for us to look at using that year-end bonus wisely. Vangile, thank you so much for your time. Let's hope that, you know, this information and this advice, we put it to your heart so that by the time the end year bonus comes, at least we have the wisdom and the willingness to, you know, to apply some of the methods you gave us this morning. That CEO of Wealthy Money and author of What's Your Money Personality, Vangile Makwakwa.
You know, I know of somebody who has been using his bonus, year-end bonus, all these years to buy material for his house. Now, Mpo, ultimately, the house is there for everyone to see. So beautiful.
Wow.
You know, talk about planning.
Wow.
Proper planning.
No, that's beautiful.
All these years, buying material for his house.
Yeah.
And the house is there.
Yeah.
Standing tall.
So, yeah, Enjoy bonus, Good luck.
But I saw the message, man. 100,000 rand.
Oh, yes,
like
anonymous.
He's saying he blew it on...
Yeah, he said that was his performance bonus and birthday bonus.
Yeah.
So... It amounted to about 100 rand.
So gambling out all the money.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether that was all at once or it was like in a broken succession or something.
Well, he or she did not give detail. All they said was they blew the 100,000 rand, performance bonus and birthday bonus. They blew it at gambling.
I see that, crying emoji there. Excruciatingly painful.
No, of course, it's heartbreaking.
Imagine.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.